This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Take the highway to the end of the night.
Now, we're about to lay out some incredible information. There are so many prestigious doctors, so many prestigious scientists that on an hourly basis come out. It just makes your head spin. Kellen McBreen last week at InfoWars.com wrote the article, "Doctors Issue Dire Warnings About COVID-19 Vaccine Dangers," and then we go into some of that and then link to the paper. But Mike Adams has put out a more detailed report getting into what Gret Vanden Bosch actually said and who he is and how prestigious he is. And then separately, when I saw this morning, I was already reading another big report from 3 years ago out of a prestigious cancer research institute about mRNA really being viruses. That's the same thing as information. That's the main cause of cancer, that really DNA doesn't ever produce cancer, and that it's mRNA, RNA getting in that does it, and that's why these scientists are saying it's going to cause massive cancer. So Mike's got the big article at naturalnews.com. It's a big, thick one. It went deep into this. Top vaccine scientist warns the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately or uncontrollable monster will be unleashed. Some stations don't carry this segment. Some do. We're going to recap next segment. But Mike Adams, the health ranger, good to have you here. This is just getting worse and worse by the minute.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. What's the bombshell about this is that through this fast vaccination program, they've been able to turn human beings into bioweapons factories. That's what Dr. Bosch is essentially laying out in his outstanding public presentation PDF file. So what's happening is people, remember, Dr. Bosch says the vaccine, in his view, does work, but specifically only against the very weak strain of COVID that has become essentially harmless because of natural host adaptation. But at the same time, that vaccine is then breeding superbugs in human bodies in the same way that antibiotics breed superbugs in a hospital setting. And then those people who are breeding those superbugs end up shedding those superbugs and then distributing new deadly strains that are far more deadly than the original SARS-CoV-2 strain, which, as I said, is essentially harmless at this point. So the vaccine industry has figured out a way where they don't have to build the bioweapon. They can get human beings to do it. And they're using the vaccine as the pressure to make that happen. So what we have coming for 2021 and 2022, it's going to make 2020 look like a picnic.
That's right. And that's what a lot of other scientists have said, is this really a virus. A lot of these vaccines, these viral vector viruses, are vaccines that use a virus. This also acts as a virus that manipulates the outside of the cell but controls the inside. And obviously they've tested all of this on a lot of other animals before under other vaccine trials, where they claim they're skipping animal trials because they don't want you to see what happens with the animal. Stay right there, Mike Adams. We're going to come back to you on the other side and clean up his audio or our audio a little bit, because what he's saying is absolutely so critical. This could not be bigger. This is a prestigious top vaccine scientist. This is life and death. This is the facts. This is the science. Not what Bill Gates, not what the zombie Joe Biden is telling you, but the reality. So we're going to go right back to what he just said and recap this on the other side. I'm begging you, for the sake of my family, your family, and humanity, please, 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 please tell everybody about the local station you're listening to and send people the links to the live feed that's at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video, because that's how we get around the censors and that's how we save lives. I've got all the articles about how we're all going to be infertile and Politico's celebrating it, and how all the humans will be dead soon. And they're admitting this. This is a group of sick crazies that don't want to go to the beach and have a big crowd. They want to get rid of people. And it's just a total excuse for total extermination. It's Hitler 2.0 by stealth. And that's why they're telling you, oh, we got to burn down the cities. We love black people. Oh, we're Bill Gates. Black Lives Matter. Oh, because they're covering for what they're really doing, killing everybody. But the main target is Africa. I got to say, it's true. So, again, it's like, oh, we love blacks so much. Oh, we love... And all the corporate advertising uses black people. I don't care if there's black people in ads. It doesn't bother me. I like it. It's fine. Except it's all the corporate ads. The corporations are claiming they own black people as their shill, as their shield, as their front. And it's sick. So if you don't do what Bill Gates wants, you're racist against black people. Yeah, right. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some giant news breaking. Every few hours, more prestigious scientists, more prestigious doctors, virologists go public and say this is not a vaccine. This is hell and mass death, mass convulsions, disease, epilepsy, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré, Bell's palsy is just liquefying people's organs. It's insane. Mike Adams at naturalnews.com has drilled into what one of these top scientists, the top vaccine scientists, has said. In the headline at naturalnews.com, it's also posted on InfoWars.com. Top vaccine scientist warns the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccines immediately or uncontrollable monsters will be unleashed. Gert van den Bosch, Mike Adams, get into this. This is huge. Take your time. Explain what's really going on and how this science works. And now it's becoming very clear what their master plan is.
All right. Thank you, Alex. This is by far the most important segment that I think I've ever done in joining your show. We're talking about the entire human race being at risk. And this warning comes from Dr. Bosch, who is, by the way, a pro-vaccine, pro-Bill and Melinda Gates scientist. He's an independent vaccine consultant. He's worked with Gavi. He's worked with numerous vaccine companies. He's an expert in adjuvants and Ebola vaccines, and he says, listen carefully, he says that this vaccine, the COVID vaccine, works individually, and that's his basic premise. It works individually, but because it works, it nullifies the weak SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19 strain that's been circulating. It nullifies that, but then in the aggregate across the population at large, it causes human bodies to build super strains, which are mutants and variants that are immune to the vaccine and could pose significantly higher risks of fatality and even a mass death across the globe. And at the same time, the vaccine that's being injected into people is, in essence, disabling their innate immunity. That is a broad-spectrum immune system that can naturally fight the variants and mutant strains that may pose the greatest risk moving forward. So in essence, what I'm saying, Alex, is that the vaccine industry has figured out a way to cause human beings to be turned into mutant biological weapon factories. They will be building these weapons and then shedding those viruses across a population that has no defense against those strains because their immune systems have been weakened, essentially nullified by the vaccine itself, while the vaccine is accelerating this adaptive response of these viruses. Now, importantly, I just want to be clear. This is me paraphrasing my understanding of Dr. Bosch's research. He is not an anti-vaxxer. He would not say that it's wrong for an individual in a certain circumstance to get a vaccine. He is saying that it's the wrong weapon to use prophylactically across the population at large.
And let me stop you, though.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's not that vaccine science isn't real. It's that it's had side effects. It's had problems. This is now gene therapy, totally different. But let me back you up. I'm on the same line of research. This is what Wolfgang Wodarg of the EU Warning Commission said. It's what the former chief scientist at Pfizer said back in December. They said the same things that this scientist is saying. But here's the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center said 3 years ago, 2018, scientists find cancer drivers hiding in RNA, not DNA, and they say that DNA almost never causes cancer, that it's viruses, and that's any RNA or mRNA, that is causing it, but then plugs in and does it, and they go on to basically say that when you put mRNA into somebody, it can suppress the protein that blocks tumors, and that's why people then grow tumors when they take an mRNA vaccine. This was before COVID. And then if you expand on that, here is an article on NPR, COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. This is from February 10th this year. Other top scientists admitting that. And so this is incredibly out of the open. A pre-planned operation by Bill Gates and the globalists. What do you think?
I believe it is deliberate. Absolutely. I believe that they knew, and I'm talking about Fauci and the NIH and the globalists who are pushing depopulation. They knew that if they engineered a weak virus and then whipped it up through media frenzy and fear, they could cause the economic lockdowns. They could try to harm Trump. But most importantly, they could get people to line up and beg for vaccines. And then they could put the real weapon mechanism in the vaccines themselves. So as you just mentioned, there are multiple mechanisms in the vaccines that could lead to mass death. I'm not talking about just a few thousand people or even a few million people. Potentially, this could be killing hundreds of millions of people over the next few years around the world. But the multiple mechanisms, one of them is called antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has discussed that in great detail. Del Bigtree and others have talked about this. This is a mechanism that will cause a hyperinflammatory reaction upon the person's next exposure to a coronavirus strain in the wild. And yet, the vaccine is causing people to build those strains, to have mutations in their own bodies, and then to release those strains. So it's like the vaccine industry figured out a way to turn the people against themselves or against each other. They're turning people into biological weapons. And this is what Dr. Bosch is warning about, that they're releasing a, quote, uncontrollable monster with consequences that almost are unimaginable. It may be the greatest mistake ever made in the history of human civilization, and it could lead to the fall of nations, the fall of cities in the United States, of entire sectors of the economy. It could change the geopolitical landscape also, given that 80% of Biden supporters want to get vaccinated, while only 30% of Trump supporters want to get vaccinated. If the worst case scenario unfolds here, we could be looking at mass death of pro-vaccine Democrats, frankly, which would have enormous implications for the financial collapse of cities, pension funds, how cities are able to fund emergency services and infrastructure such as roads, bridges, firefighters, fire response teams, and so on. Alex, you almost can't talk too big about the economic and public health implications of this, and it's all been set into motion, I believe, deliberately.
Mike, I'm here looking at the literature. They are admitting that this is going to cause deadly mutations of the common flu. This is a designed carrier to do this. And now they're thinking that that's what the original virus does. It's not that deadly to most people, but that it starts mutating your cells as well and causing you to create mutations. But then the vaccine is an even higher level of this, and that's why Bill Gates has told all these programs that, oh, don't worry, this was really a test. A bigger attack's coming from terrorists. Well, he's that's the right. terrorist, and now it's out in the open, but they think they'll get away with it because they've already told us, oh, climate change, deadlier viruses are coming, and they have Hollywood movies about COVID-22, COVID-23 killing billions. So they're even pre-programming it. Mike, you can see the whole thing unfolding.
This is an extermination agenda. And scientifically, the best way to stop this virus is to vaccinate almost no one and just let the virus adapt to the host and become less and less dangerous.
That's what the former head of the Rockefeller Hospital said a year ago, remember?
That's right. That's right. I mean, at this point, it's really no worse than the flu in most people. But by pushing the vaccine on everybody, including the asymptomatic carriers, by the way, the younger people, and by the way, I should just say the younger people are they're the ones who are going to die now in large numbers in the second wave of this if this scenario unfolds.
Explain, just like Spanish flu, they really had an autoimmune response to the virus. Now they're going to have violent autoimmune responses, the younger the people. What do we do for our children then? I'm so worried about my children now. That's exactly what I was reading, Mike.
See, children have really strong, really flexible innate immune systems that can handle different strains and different mutations automatically. But when you vaccinate them, those who don't even need vaccinations, even if the vaccines work, you vaccinate them, you disable their general response innate immunity. You make them defenseless against the mutant strains that are being built in other people's bodies and then released through viral shedding. So the youth are going to be in real trouble in the next year.
And so our immune systems are so powerful, the globalists couldn't cook stuff up that would kill us in mass unless they got our own bodies to produce what kills us.
That's right. They turned us into their bioweapons factories. Exactly.
And that's what not just the scientists you reported on as a top guy, but even NPR admits that. Meanwhile, they've got national governments saying, if you don't take the vaccine, you're the reason we can't go out. You're the reason there'll be spreaders. Then they say, but even if you take the vaccine, you still can't go outside. This is the total dystopic takeover. Mike Adams is on fire as usual. NaturalNews.com. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk to you about where we go from here. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To be clear, what Mike Adams is reporting on at naturalnews.com with top vaccine scientists, worldwide respected, Gert Vandenbosch, he's not isolated. I just showed you an NPR article, a New York Times article admitting it could create super strains. They're saying it will. Bill Gates knows what he's doing. Here's a clip from him a year ago on Colbert saying, oh, I'm a hero. I predicted all this with the Rockefeller Foundation that actually called for using viruses to sterilize us and kill us starting in the 60s. We showed those articles first hour. And then he's like, oh, terrorists are going to release something far worse. And now they're telling us, oh, climate change, it's coming, something worse. And they use it to lock down, consolidate power. China takes over. Big tech takes over. Here's a clip of what he said last year. And now we know what they're going to say. It's terrorist. Watch when people are falling dead all around us. Dr. Tenpenny thinks it'll be in just a few months. We're already seeing old folks dying everywhere, but that's the immediate response. That's the I think that's just a collateral damage of how deadly this is. All the evidence shows it's coming. It's a soft kill, so they have plausible deniability. Here's Bill Gates.
What's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with this. And I'm not saying that this is not an end zone dance. I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is, not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now,
too late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one. Most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Well, Mr. Gates, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for the effort.
Look how sick he is. Look how happy he is. Okay, Mike, we got 7 minutes left. I appreciate you. I've been cutting in a lot, just agreeing with you. This is so important. You've got the floor to finish up what you think is coming and how we stop this, because this is so obvious. I don't know how they think they're going to get away with it.
Well, individually, one of the important things we need to realize is that people who are vaccinated are ticking time bombs. They're walking bioweapons. And if you look at really what's going to happen here, it's going to be the vaccinated killing the vaccinated. Because you're gonna have vaccinated people who are shedding the viruses, and then you're gonna have other vaccinated people who have weakened innate immune systems who are more susceptible to those strains. So it's kind of like a zombie movie where the zombies are eating the zombies. You're gonna have the vaccinated killing the vaccinated. Now, but then the media will blame the unvaccinated during all of this. So the unvaccinated are going to be condemned as mass murderers and terrorists when it's actually the vaccinated who are the murderers. Inadvertently, I'm not saying that they want to go out and kill people. They're just gullible and brainwashed, and they believe in false authority like the CDC and the WHO. So fast forward 2 to 3 years. If these predictions are true that Dr. Bosch is warning about and that Dr. Tenpenny is warning about, then the whole global landscape is going to be entirely different, Alex. We're talking about a massive population reduction, which is what Bill Gates wants openly. We're talking about a collapse of real estate values, a collapse of tax revenues for municipalities, cities, states, and nations all around the world. Therefore, the collapse of governments and pension funds and probably stock markets and so on. So the economic implications of the public health crisis that's being unleashed by mass vaccinations, it's almost, you know, too much to consider. It's going to be totally insane. And yeah, those globalists, they think it's funny because this is their goal. That's what they want to do. So what can we do? Of course, all the things that you've been talking about and your guest, Alex, which is boost your immune function, make sure you have good nutrition, get plenty of rest, and avoid vaccinated people because they are the virus shedders. They are the mutant factories. And then get educated and try to educate the people around you so that they learn before they run over and try to get vaccinated. Because if you vaccinate yourself as an ignorant, uninformed person, you are sacrificing your life. I call it vaccine suicide. And I'm sad to say, I'll say this publicly, you know, there are distant relatives in my own family who are committing vaccine suicide, probably in your family too, you watching this, and friends, people you know, maybe coworkers who are committing vaccine suicide. It doesn't kill them necessarily immediately, although it is killing some people right away, but the long-term effects, not even long-term, medium-term, it could be a year, it could be less than 2 years, it could be a few months, depends on how quickly the mutant strains are created. Many of those vaccinated people will die, almost certainly. So this is what we're looking at in terms of this really apocalyptic medical situation that's being put in place by the vaccine companies intentionally. While they're making money, they're having massive profits, sacrificing human lives, just like what Governor Cuomo did in New York, but on a much larger scale. You know, for his political gains, he sacrificed the elderly, stuffed them into nursing homes.
Well, he was ordered to do that. Other Democrats followed it all over the country and all over the world. Yes. Blue states globalist operatives did. But he's too dumb to even turn it against them. He's too dumb to even realize what they're doing to him.
Well, absolutely. But it shows you how demonic these Democrat control freaks are. They hate humanity. They literally want to mass murder the human race, and it looks like they're achieving it. But who's saying no to this? The informed Trump supporters, conservatives, viewers of your show, of my website, and so on. It's the informed, independent people who are going to be the survivors of this.
And Mike, the most important thing you said is, A, the mainline literature and the top scientists say this is going to create real super strains. And it's going to cause autoimmune responses, cytokine storms, Spanish flu type stuff, autoimmune attacks on the body, liquefying the organs. It's already happening. But worse than that is, then once the next big wave breaks out from this, could be months, could be a year, according to medical doctors and scientists, they're going to blame us. They already are. Even though right. In the literature it admits it's not us, it doesn't matter. They're still getting ready to blame us. This is so dangerous. You can see the whole plan right now.
They're going to push the mass panic in the second wave and then say that this justifies gunpoint vaccinations. So at that point, they will be able to have the political power to unleash now the woke military to go door to door in cities across America, confiscating your guns and vaccinating you at gunpoint. Assault.
That's right.
With
medical tyranny
medicine.
With a race war, with gun confiscation.
Yep.
A medical tyranny civil war is the admitted plan. You see it all being set up now. In a minute and a half, how do we stop it?
Well, number one, we have to survive. We have to be alive in order to fight this. So all the things we just mentioned, take care of your immune system, take care of your health, avoid the vaccine at all costs, and avoid other people who are vaccinated. Secondly, we've got to continue to build out our independent platforms like you have done, like I'm doing. We've got to continue to expand our reach. You know, the mainstream media is collapsing in terms of its viewership, and yet more and more people are viewing independent truth media, even though the censorship has never been worse. But we are winning to those people who are willing to live. Those who want to commit suicide and die, we can't help them any longer. Pray for them, wish them the best, but wave goodbye to those people because many of those people, millions or even hundreds of millions, may die. But for the survivors, educate, inform, and connect. And that's how we can rebuild society after this vaccine holocaust is unleashed upon our world. And that's what it is, Alex. It's a vaccine holocaust.
It absolutely
that will kill maybe 1,000 times more people than the Holocaust of World War II. We don't know.
No, I agree. Goal. Everything at gut level intellectually tells me this is just incredibly dangerous, and we've got to warn people now while we still can. Everybody's got to fight harder than ever to spread the word because I don't think Bill Gates is going to get away with it. All these countries are banning vaccines. All these scientists are coming out. You're coming out. I don't think this is going well. In 10 seconds, do you think it's backfiring on them at a certain level?
Not yet, but it will. It's beginning to. 24 countries in Europe have suspended the AstraZeneca vaccine, and Italy has launched a possible criminal investigation.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Number one by the FBI, articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post, by the day, CNN call for his arrest. They call for my arrest for interviewing him. You can't let him actually speak for himself. I've known Stewart since really before he founded Oath Keepers, back when he was really a spokesperson for Ron Paul, and he's a Yale law graduate, and of course, you know, been someone that's written about the impending globalist police state. And he's got an organization, Oath Keepers, that follows the Constitution. It gets law enforcement, police, former and current, to just say that they'll follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Well, because a couple members of his group out of tens of thousands went into the Capitol, they're trying to send him to prison. They're holding others without bail that didn't even break anything or do anything, saying they planned to kidnap and kill everybody with no evidence. And they're arresting him, saying that they killed the cop, even though the cop, they now admit, the family says, died of a heart attack and a stroke later. So here he is, the guy that the media won't actually quote. They just lie about him. And if they can frame him, they can then, like dominoes, frame us all. Person number one, demonized by the globalist, by the corporate media, here able to actually say what's really going on. So they admit in the Washington Post that they want to indict you. They're trying to build a case on person number one, Stuart. Even though they admit in the article that you're on the text message saying, get out of the Capitol, come out, get out of the Capitol. You never said do that. So tell us what's really going on here.
Well, all they have is I told my guys, if you're not on security detail, come to the northeast corner of the Capitol. We were protecting the Latinos for Trump event about two blocks to the northeast of the Capitol, and our men were out on PSD details, escorting the Stop the Steal speakers, doing a PSD for Roger Stone, and then also securing events. And there was, you know, there was a supposedly supposed to be an event right there on the Capitol lawn by Ali Alexander, right? Reserve space. And so our guys were escorting some of his speakers from the Ellipse back up towards the Capitol to go do an event. And so when we saw that there people were breaching or around the Capitol, we heard they're breaking into the Capitol, I told my guys, we're not on PSD detail, come to me at the northeastern corner outside the Capitol. That's where I was standing. And that's all they got. That's the only communication from me to my men was come to me if you're not on PSD detail. And that's it. They're trying to bootstrap into some kind of conspiracy. Bottom line is, though, is that they are suing President Trump. You've got Benny Thompson, the congressman from Georgia, who is suing President Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, alleging that all of us were in some kind of grand conspiracy to assault the Capitol and disrupt the proceedings of Congress, which is complete bunk.
And the last thing you would do would be want to do this at the Capitol. We wanted a 10-day investigation because one hadn't been done by the Senate. We were there supporting that. The last thing we would do would be, you know, get whipped into this frenzy.
Right. And also, it's completely absurd to say that we were attempting to commit an insurrection without guns. It makes no sense, right? If we were actually trying to take over the Capitol or commit some kind of insurrection, we would definitely have brought weapons, right? This is complete absurdity. The team leader on the ground, who goes by the name Whip, he is a combat veteran, actually an explosives expert in the Army, and a triple canopy and Blackwater contractor. The guy knows what he's doing. So it's completely ridiculous. It's actually an insult to his competency to say that he was somehow involved in some big conspiracy to commit insurrection. It's just total nonsense.
Well, I can tell you, we were all set up. We were told there'd be security there, Secret Service, the Capitol Police. It said the Capitol Police were cut in half, sent on traffic control, and we now know that that's the case. And so it was a few hundred Q people, a few Boogaloos, a few Proud Boys, and a few people saying they were Oath Keepers, some that weren't were also there, that went in, most of them peaceful, within the velvet robes. But Stuart, we all know the history of that. Clearly, General Honoré, that did the gun confiscation in Katrina, says he wants war with the American people. The new Secretary of Defense literally is like an anti-white racist. Biden's going ahead with Black Lives Matter. Clearly, that's their narrative of civil war, and they're going ahead with that. Where do you see this going?
Well, it's a Stalinistic purge and a Stalinistic persecution campaign, and it's meant to divide the political right, to get everyone to turn on each other, which sadly you're seeing some do. You're seeing some people turn on anybody who went inside and condemn them, and I refuse to do that. All the guys that went in who were Oath Keepers, or even the ones that weren't Oath Keepers that are with Oath Keepers, we're standing with them. We're saying, look, we're going to wait and see. They're presumed innocent until proven guilty. We're going to give them a chance to defend themselves and articulate why they went in. But frankly, the way I see it, all I can see is that they walked in like a bunch of other people did after the breach happened, took a few selfies and walked back out. That's not even trespass. And so what we're seeing, though, is much like the Reichstag fire was used by the Nazi regime to destroy civil liberties in Germany, we're seeing the attempt now. That wasn't even that bad compared to what has been done by Antifa and BLM across the country. They're trying to make it into something worse, far worse than what it was.
Well, that's right. They were just burning the Portland federal courthouse people in it 2 days ago. The media wouldn't even pick that up. Imagine But I want to be clear, Stuart. I didn't see any Oath Keepers do anything violent or wrong. Looks like after it was open, they just went in. But there were some Antifa. There were some provocateurs. I think the people that first attacked police were Antifa. We know that. And I think there were a few bad actors that pooped on Pelosi's thing. That's vandalism. I don't support it. It made people look bad. But I do see what you're saying. We should overall see everybody as innocent until proven guilty. And I don't see evidence of actually Oath Keepers being violent inside. Why are they trying to hone in then on Oath Keepers and set them up? Because it's a big, competent group that had a lot of good military and police that are still in it?
Absolutely, and they're afraid of this. I mean, Antifa on the streets has feared us for years. That's why it's ironic that we've never even had to use force against Antifa. And the backdrop to this is we protected over a dozen Trump rallies, people outside of the Trump rallies being escorted by Oath Keepers. We were at all three of the events in D.C., the protests after the election was stolen. We were in November and December and doing the exact same mission. Our guys are wearing helmets and body armor because they're there to protect people against Antifa. And Antifa likes to hit you in the head with hard objects, likes to stab people, and then throw crap in your eyes. And so that's why our guys were wearing body armor and helmets.
Sure. What do you think of all the footage of leftists dressing up like Trump supporters? I mean, we know, even in Time magazine, they bragged a month ago that they actually went and helped stir this up. I mean, they're not, the CNN paid Jaden X, you know, $70,000+.
But we saw it on the streets in November and December. We saw Antifa posing as Trump supporters, and, you know, they had no discipline, though. They wound up getting shouting matches with Trump supporters. They're pretty easy to pick out. So absolutely there were Antifa on the ground there in D.C. There always are. And, yes, they were masquerading. Some of them were masquerading as Trump supporters. They always do that. So it's completely no surprise. And it's an absolute lie for the FBI to testify that there was no Antifa on the ground at the Capitol. It's complete nonsense.
Stuart Rhodes, I've got a few minutes left. I'm going to do 5 minutes on the side before Paul Watson takes over. But I think it's going to blow up in their face if they indict you, because I know for a fact that you weren't involved in that idiocy that day.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, I regard every one of our guys right now, even the ones who went in, as political prisoners. Because, like I said, for the most part, all they did is walk in and take a few selfies. And I think, I anticipate what their defense is going to be for some of them, is they went in to actually help police officers and help them to get to safety. And like one small female officer is being overwhelmed by larger males. I believe it'll come out that our guys actually helped rescue her. And so at other events like that, where they actually were directly assisting law enforcement, I think it's going to come out and also rendering medical aid. And so, you know, like I said, I think it's incredibly important for the conservative right to look at these people as political prisoners and to do what the leftists do. The leftists always circle the wagons.
Oh, well, they bail out people that shoot cops. We shoot, you know, stay right there. We're going to be back with Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org, 5 more minutes. And Paul Joseph Watts is taking over. Remember, go there, check them out, because they're good people, and they're not going to be able to get the truth out if they're able to silence them and shut them down. And once they shut them down, they can lie about them. Same thing with InfoWars. They can silence us, they can then frame us and frame the Liberty Movement, keep us on air. Free shipping ends Thursday, store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power, great brain nootropic. People love it. Sold out for months, back in stock. 50% off free shipping. That will extend after Wednesday or Thursday. But everything else, the big sale has to end. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operations, whether it's X2 or whether it's BrainForce Plus or whether it's TurboForce. It's all there. VasoBeats back in stock with a very limited supply, and it's all selling out. The privacy pockets to protect your cell phone from being tracked. Down and Out, this amazing liquid sleep aid. It's like Rocket Rest, but liquid, way stronger than Knockout. I'm not saying you want that. It's just if you want something way stronger, it's there. It's really good. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 4, finishing up with Stuart Rhodes, and then Paul Joseph Watson. I'm Alex Jones.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale.
I've been interviewing Stuart Rhodes before Oathkeepers even existed. And I've had dinner with him probably 20 times. And he's gone all over the country from the Bundy Ranch to what happened in Oregon to Austin, Texas. And he's done thousands of events I know of, probably 50 events I've been at or more. And he's always had great people and quality folks that aren't provocateuring around him. The Proud Boys, a lot of nice people, but it was so new, so big. They couldn't control it, and, you know, I'd say 95% good people, but they had some bad guys in there. Boogaloos won a revolution, but, you know, they got some good people, some bad people in them. But, I mean, the Oath Keepers is what the system is really, really afraid of. It's why you saw senior retired FBI agents and senior military people in it, because it's got a good mission. Stuart Rhodes is a smart guy, and he won awards for his law work, for his papers, on these very type of scenarios we see right now. And I understand Rhodes has gotten apocalyptic, and I'm being point blank with him. He can be critical of me, you know, because I got mad at a lot of folks that went in just because they got suckered in. I get it. The left is burning down buildings. The left's killing cops, and they're little angel cakes and burning down whole neighborhoods. And his point is a few hundred people go in out of a million, and we don't know who's innocent and who isn't. And it's and so just back them 100%. I get that. I was just irritated because I saw how they used it against us. But regardless, we shouldn't just accept national gun confiscation, because Putin even called this a stroll down to the Capitol, and the Russians are making jokes about it because they clearly see the police stood down. And so, Stuart, I get it. America's being taken over by Chinese. They're butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're purging the military. Biden says he's going to confiscate the guns. They're coming out with forced inoculations. The borders are wide open. Yes, by any historical yardstick, we have every right to declare 1776 Part 2. I just instinctively look at that and realize how they set this up politically and how they want a civil war so China can take over, and I'm really trying to get the governors and the political system moving to stop this. You may be right that there's no way to fix it, or is there a way to fix it? Because, you know, they're claiming you want violence. They're claiming you want offensive stuff. That's not the man I know. But at the same time, if we're attacked, we have a right and a duty to protect ourselves. So we far past the Declaration of Independence point. Nobody can deny that. There's plenty of cowards in the government. They're going to keep appeasing the system forever. But there is a point at which the globalists are going to push where there is a breaking point. I don't want that breaking point, but it is approaching.
Well, we're now on the same path the founders walked, and we need to look at their wisdom and do the same thing they did. And Jefferson and Madison told us exactly what to do. And it is nullification by the states and by your county governments and your sheriff, but also backed up by you. The most important office in this country is who is your local sheriff, and that sheriff needs a posse of all the able-bodied men in the county behind him. That's the right way to do it. And so, yes, the states need to stand up, and some are beginning to do that, but you also got to go down to the county level. So my encouragement to everyone out there is to become strong locally, strong in your neighborhoods, strong in yourself, strong in your church, your town, your county, and come together so that you stand strong together. That's the wisdom of the founding fathers. They didn't hide in their homes waiting one at a time to be arrested by the bad guys. They got together.
They didn't hide in their homes waiting for Q to save them.
Or that, yeah. So you got to come together, and nullification at the local level is the right thing. Whether it's resisting election fraud, insisting on paper ballots, or whether it's resisting gun confiscation down the road, you need to come together. That's what you need to do.
Well, listen, Stuart, I admire you under this much pressure, because, you know, they're criminally investigating me, too, and Roger Stone, the rest of it. I know it's all asinine. I used to laugh at Roger when they said they were investigating him for Russiagate until they indicted him, and I was like, wow, this is real. Because I knew we had no connection to the Russians. They criminally investigated me, my father, everybody tried to get people to lie about us. That's really, I think, should be your biggest concern, is them trying to turn a Oath Keeper out of the thousands of members to lie about you when there's no evidence. But I don't think the American people will buy into that. Plus, the average Oath Keeper is of such good quality, I think they're going to have a major problem getting an Oath Keeper to bear false witness against you.
Yeah, that's the obvious strategy, is to try to force someone, you know, threaten them with 20, 30 years in prison, and try to force them, like you said, into making up lies. But hey, this is the fight we're in, and I'll deal with it. We're going to bear it. We're bearing it right now. I do want to plug one fundraiser for one of our men that's and his wife, actually, both Kelly and Connie Meggs. So if you can go to givesandgo.com/Meggs, M-E-G-G-S, there's a fundraiser there for their legal defense.
And slow down for us, guys. Pull that up so we can put it on screen, because your audio is okay, but it's a little muddy. Slowly tell us who this is, what happened to him, and how people donate.
Right. givesandgo.com/Meggs, and that is for Kelly Meggs. He was our Florida team leader. They were assigned to do the PSD detail for the Stop the Steal people, and his wife, Connie. So Kelly and Connie Meggs. And if you want to also help Oath Keepers, go to oathkeepers.org/donate, and you can support the organization, because we're going to have to hire lawyers to fight back against the defamation from Benny Thompson from Mississippi, the congressman, who's defamed us by calling us white supremacists, which is ridiculous. My vice president is a black cop out of Montana, and our team leader on the ground in D.C. that day was a black combat.
Sure, you were here with your buddy who's black just the other day, but a few weeks ago. Stuart, it's well known that you're an anti-racist organization, pro-America. That is out. They call you a white supremacist everywhere on TV.
Well, we'll be suing for defamation. So that'll be they're going to get their comeuppance, because we're going to sue them for defamation of character against all of our members. Probably about 60,000 total current and former members.
So that's a class action. I mean, they've just called 60,000 people white supremacist.
Right. So we'll be suing them for that, and. When we get out of that, we're going to turn towards legal defense for all the people out there that are being persecuted. That's what we're going to do.
Well, I admire the fact you're on the offense. Obviously, I've been advised by a lot of folks out there, hey, you better stay away from Stuart Rhodes. They're going to get him. They're going to get us all, ladies and gentlemen. This is a fight we chose. It's a takeover. And the globalists want America out of the way. They want us totally bankrupted. That's Joe Biden's job. Cut off our energy. Open our borders. People don't get this. Isn't old-fashioned liberal undermining the pillars of the city. They intend to bring it down right now, Stuart. What do you predict the puppet of the Chi-Coms, Biden, and their beachhead in D.C. are going to do next?
Well, I mean, I actually hope they go for a full-blown assault and disband because that's what's going to take to wake most Americans up. So they need to see what's really happening. I think the faster they go, the better. Let them go ahead and take off the mask all the way and make them declare your rights null and void. That way Americans will finally rise up and stand up for their rights. And you're going to have to do it in your towns and counties and your states. So I think you need to focus local on your sheriff. Who your mayor is makes a difference. Your local judge.
No, I agree. That's why they're scared because you peacefully reach out to local government, get them on board constitutionally. When all Biden's offering is bankruptcy and race war, clearly they stole the election. If they were smart, they would back off. They've got control and slowly keep running the country in the ground. I think it shows their weakness that they're accelerating this right now.
Absolutely. And so I think what you're seeing now is a suppression campaign. Like we were interviewed by Gateway Pundit. And that article, that interview we did, myself and our attorney, has been suppressed across the board, across the internet. They don't want an alternative narrative to get out there, like telling the truth about who we are and what we did on January 6th. If you have a New York Times smear piece, that's not suppressed. But an actual video interview with me and our attorney is suppressed. That's what you're going to see going forward. So people need to understand that they want you to turn on each other, that I was pressured to disavow Oath Keepers. Our credit card processor shut us down, and they insisted I must disavow any Oath Keeper that was arrested, and I refused to do it. Don't give in to that pressure tactic.
Absolutely, and we're going to put that article on screen from GatewayPundit.com. We're going to link it in the live show feed today. Exclusive interview, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes speaks out after being demonized for the left deep state video. They're going to try to suppress this interview as well. What would you want to call this? FBI person number one? Leader of Oath Keepers sets the record straight, or what should we call this interview?
Badge of honor. So I'll take it as a badge of honor. That's when you know you're over the target when you get in flak. And hey, we're the canaries in the coal mine. Folks out there need to understand the real target is you. Every Trump supporter, every patriot, they want you. And they want you to be silenced, and they want you to chill your own speech. They want you to help with your own demise by sitting down and shutting up.
That's right. They know they stole the election. They're trying to intimidate us. That's the wrong action. Why are they so stupid?
Yeah. Well, so what you need to do, we need a Occupy Wall Street 2.0 that is both left and right, focused on the oligarchs at the very top versus we the people, and understand what's really happening here. It's not about left and right. It's about the oligarchs versus us, and as you know. So I encourage everyone out there to look toward doing some kind of an Occupy Wall Street 2.0.
No, I agree. But I'm asking you, what do you want to title this interview?
Title an interview, Alexander Solzhenitsyn Speaks Out.
America's Alexander Solzhenitsyn Speaks Out?
Hey, I'll take that one.
Person number one, America's Alexander Solzhenitsyn Speaks Out. All right, Stuart Rhodes, we appreciate you. Be safe, my friend. You're totally innocent of everything except being a faithful, good American. Oathkeepers.org. Hope to talk to you soon. Come in studio whenever you like, and come in here with your lawyer. I'd love to get you both on. And, of course, that evil black fellow that's part of the organization you had with you here last week. All right. And for such white supremacists. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Johnson.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.